right, coming back at you live. What's happening? What's going on? We got a new president, maybe. That's something, huh? President Dumbass taking over for President Dumb Shit. It's going to be good. All of our problems are in the past. President Biden, he's going to be good. He's going to be really good. A lot of people are really happy. A lot of people are not.
Come on, man.
As happy. You know, either way, when has it ever mattered? Who's president? Does it really matter? We've been through a bunch of presidents. Has anything changed? Has anything happened? No. Does it matter? No. Is it fun to act like it matters? Yes, it is. And you people on the far left who were doing all the protesting for 6 months like a bunch of idiots, and now you people from the far right who are in the streets at the place where they count the votes and they're banging on the doors, you people all need to go home, get a stool and a rope and a very strong beam. It doesn't matter who's president. Don't you know that by now?
Surprise, motherfucker.
It doesn't matter who's president. It doesn't matter. Nothing's going to change. Nothing's ever going to change. Corporations are back in charge. ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, every actor, you all got your wish. You got what you wanted.
Yes, queen.
Enjoy it. These people that are reveling in Trump's defeat, grow up. My God. Am I the only person in the world who does not give a shit who the president is? I do not care. It doesn't matter. You people should be smart enough to know that you're adults. Anyway, COVID is back, and he's better than ever. COVID is all over the place, man. There's COVID everywhere right now.
Winning.
There's new strains coming out. It's good. There's COVID back. Love it. It's funny because they said Biden won the election on, I think, Saturday or Sunday. And Monday, COVID's cured. We got a vaccine now. That didn't take long. It's going to be real funny when you all get this vaccine. Because this vaccine doesn't work. Trust me. It doesn't work. I know people. The vaccine doesn't work. It's a placebo. They're giving you nothing but sugar water. Not really. 90% effective. That sounds pretty good. God, it's interesting that the timing of that. A little interesting. But, you know, people had enough of Trump. I'm sorry, Trump. I like you. You know, I didn't like Trump at first. I kind of grew to like the guy. I'm going to miss him. But I'm sure he's going to get his own TV network, right? Or something. He's going to play arenas still. I mean, his life is not going to change that much. So relax. It's fine. He is not going to go down easy. That is for sure. They're going to have to go in there, pepper spray him, zip tie him, kick. You know, he'll be kicking and screaming on the way out of there. It's not going to be a pretty sight when he's got to leave. And when he's gone, I don't know what the late night shows are going to do. Have you ever tuned into a late night show, a Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, or Seth Meyers? Oh, he's the worst. These people used to at least try to be funny, but they can't do that anymore. So they spent the last 4 years making fun of Trump. And they're not even really making fun of Trump. It's kind of become a serious thing. I seen the other night Stephen Colbert was crying. They're all crying. They're crying on TV. These are supposed to be comedy shows. They're crying. It's very interesting. I don't know what they're going to do for content when Trump's gone. Are they still going to talk about Trump for 4 years like they have? Late night, those late night talk shows are done. Done. So just take them off the air. It's embarrassing. You turn it on, and there's stupid Jimmy Fallon smiling at you.
Hi, everybody.
Remember when he used to tell jokes? They don't do that anymore. They're just serious. They're crying. They're all crying on TV. They're scared to say the wrong thing. They'll get canceled. They're just a blubbering bag of estrogen.
You piece of shit loser.
I mean, and there's no way anybody is watching this bullshit. There's no entertainment value. And they're not funny. They're not even trying to be funny anymore. Serious commentary now on late night TV. They're all afraid. They're afraid to say anything because if they say anything funny, it's going to offend somebody. You're not allowed to be funny anymore. Unless you're Dave Chappelle. I just watched Dave Chappelle on Saturday Night Live. It was pretty good. I mean, it wasn't great, but it was pretty good. He's always good. He can say whatever he wants. I mean, other comedians have to go out there and make jokes about Hot Pockets, where he can go up there and drop 20 N-bombs, say whatever he wants, smoke. I mean, he can make jokes about anybody or anything. It's fine. And everybody laughs. Don't try that if you're Jimmy Fallon. Don't try that if you're anybody else. For some reason, Dave Chappelle still gets the right to be funny. He can say whatever he wants, and it's great. And when comedians can say what they want, it's usually funny. Those N-bombs are very funny. And he's smoking. Who goes out on stage and lights a cigarette, starts smoking, and saying N-bombs? It's great. All right, and that was brought to you by Sleepy Joe Coffee. Sleepy Joe Coffee is decaffeinated coffee. Sleepy Joe is, it's the people's choice for decaffeinated coffee right now. If you like coffee, but you don't like the jitters that come along with coffee, Sleepy Joe is the coffee that helps you relax. You'll probably fall asleep. You know, you probably just fall asleep. Are you getting sick of excitement and fun? Try Sleepy Joe. It's been around forever. I mean, Sleepy Joe has been around for decades and no one gave a shit, but, you know, apparently now, Sleepy Joe's the bee's knees, right? It's making a comeback. Suddenly, everyone is in love with this boring-ass sleepy drink. Sleepy Joe. It's great for sitting around, you know, if you're just going to sit around, play some video games, getting high, whatever. If you're tired of caffeinated coffee, let's be honest. We don't drink coffee for the caffeine, do we? We drink coffee for one reason, and that's the awesome taste. That's why people drink decaffeinated coffee, because it tastes great. Like, coffee tastes so good that, you know, you get the coffee without the, you know, with all that caffeine. It's not good for you. Or is it? I don't know. Caffeine, is that good for you? Doesn't matter. Sleepy Joe is great, too, because it comes with little added flavorings you can put into the drink. It comes with a French vanilla, comes with a hazelnut, comes with a caramela. You know, this caramel flavor is great. You put that in the coffee and it virtually takes over what it does. Takes over the taste of the Sleepy Joe coffee in no time. Pretty soon it feels like you're just drinking caramel. I don't know. They're a good combination together. Good concoction. It's going to work. Get your Sleepy Joe coffee at any store coming this January. And EBT cards are accepted and anticipated by some people. Not me. I'm joking. I like Biden. I do. I didn't like him a while ago when he was sniffing everybody, but I'm fine with him. I like him. He's fine. He's got a certain je ne sais quoi. He's hot because he doesn't know he's hot. You know, the guy's got swag. He's got moxie. The kid is going places. He's just getting started. You think he's good now? You wait a little bit. He's going to really bring the house down. Like, he's really going to bring it. He, you know, says here, you know what his favorite meal is? Joe Biden's favorite meal, saltines and jam. So he's got a wild side. I wonder who Trump is mad at. Like, he's got to be super pissed right now, Trump. Really mad. Who's he mad at the most? I hope they don't have the nuclear codes just laying around. Melania, do you think it was too much dancing? Was it the dancing video, Melania? Because I thought that was tremendous. I can't impersonate Trump. I'm terrible. But he's going to be fine. He's going to do arenas. Don't be sad for Trump. I think he's going to get a spot on Fox News. He'll have a segment. He'll be happier. Before he leaves, he'll do a bunch of pardons. He's going to probably pardon OJ. Yeah, go ahead. Frankly, I think he's done enough time. Frankly, he was a tremendous running back. I got a feeling before he leaves the White House, he's going to take a dump on the Oval Office desk. Maybe. Shit. Something. He's going to do something. It's Trump. He's got to be Trump. You know? I think just COVID was too much. Whoever was president during COVID was going to have to go. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know what I'm talking about. But you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to meet the guy that invented. They say, you know, a lot that someone probably made COVID in a lab. That's a lot of people say that. I'd like to meet this piece of shit. I'm so pissed off at this motherfucker who made COVID. That guy? I'd like to find the guy that made COVID-19. Because I am not happy with this prick. Alright? Imagine making that shit. Hey, what are you making over there? In the lab, what are you making over there? I'm making some COVID. COVID? For? Why would you make COVID? I'm just making some COVID. Look at it. What do you think of that? Bunch of little spikes on there. What do you think of that? It's kind of cool, huh? It's COVID. I'm not going to release it to the public. But yeah, you better not. That looks like it could do a lot of damage. Yeah, it's COVID. It could do a lot of damage. I'm not going to release it to the public. You know what I might do, though? I might inject this into a bat. See what happens, you know what I mean? I'll just put it in a bat. Nothing could happen. What's going to happen? We'll have a bat with COVID. Who cares? As long as the bat stays in here and indoors, who cares? As long as no one tries to eat it or, you know, but anything like that, it's fine. I don't know. What am I doing? Am I doing reenactments of how COVID was made?
How the fuck would you do something like this?
That's what the show has become. I'm reenacting when COVID was invented now. That's 90% of the show. All right. But I did get into a discussion. I wanted to, what is that? Oh, yeah, this is, I like to tackle the serious, hard-hitting topics that people care about. That's kind of what I do here. And before I get into that, though, I got some good merch coming. I'm selling COVID masks. Merch. Come and buy my COVID masks. That's what I'm going to sell. That way you can walk around with the name of the show, Tony Walker Podcast, on your face from my COVID mask. I'm selling them online. A lot of people are buying them. I got to start selling merch again because I'm sold out of all that cool shit that I had. You guys bought all that cool shit. But don't worry. I'm going to replenish my merch. I'm going to get some more stuff so you guys can buy all my stuff. This little piggy went to market. I got into an argument with someone about this little piggy went to market. I got heated. But, you know, I'm so sick of this goddamn thing people are doing to their babies and toddlers. You know, I like to tackle the hard-hitting topics people care about on the show. But this little piggy goes to market needs to go. What is it? The toe game for babies and toddlers that people do? It's total garbage. It's hack shit. It's not good. You know, I've never been a fan of this little piggy went to market, and I never will be. I find the whole thing, frankly, insultingly bad. This little kid ritual. It sucks. You know, and obviously it's been around for forever, passed down through generations. Why? Why? I mean, it's insultingly bad. Yet society perpetuates this garbage under their children.
Who cares?
All right, you know the thing. This little piggy went to market. I'm fine with that part. That's fine. I have no problem with the first little piggy. We have a semblance of a story or a sonnet, maybe a parable. And we have four other toes to go to make that happen. You know, so here we have a little piggy who has the mental wherewithal to go to the market, do his shopping. That's impressive. Tells me he holds down a job. He takes care of himself. Surely something must happen on the way to the market. All right, here we go. But then the next little piggy stayed home. All right, so this little piggy went to market and this little piggy stayed home? Why? What are we talking about? Who gives a fuck if he stayed home? This information feels very inconsequential. What is this pig portrayed to be? What? A bit of a lazy, hey, you go to the market. Yeah, I'll hang back. You go out and get all the shit we need. I'll sit here. I'll be staying home. I mean, if there's a market to go to, shouldn't he go and help out? He stayed home for what? What do you have going on? That you make other pigs go out and do your shopping while you stay home? This pig is a pathetic piece of shit. The next piggy, the little piggy had roast beef. Okay, here, what? What is this, a bee story? We're running out of toes here. This tangent and the story feels super unnecessary. Roast beef? I'm already starting to feel like this whole thing is total bullshit. I mean, this has been passed on for generations. And he had roast beef. And the next little piggy had none. So we're wasting a whole toll's worth of information on the fact that one of the piggies decided not to eat roast beef? My God, what about the one that went to market? I'm sure he didn't have roast beef. He's out doing the shopping. It's obvious we're totally out of ideas. The last little piggy goes wee, wee, wee all the way home. Okay, thanks for wasting my time. That's the ending? That's the resolve? This is what he went wee, wee, wee all the way home? Does that pig have a mental disorder? With the wee, wee, wee all the way home? Honestly, it's not great. Something to think about. You know, this little piggy went to market. So, you know, the show has reached an all-time low. I am going to start getting guests on if I can find the right time to do it. The only time I have to hop on here is late at night lately. So, and everybody's busy. Everybody's busy every weekend. You're all busy. But I'm going to work it out. We're going to get Skinsey, the sports guy, for sure. And I got some other people that want to come on. They can come on if they want to. Next show, hopefully we can do some more the segment, Guys I Can't Hang Out With. I had requests for that in the comments. And this guy says if I don't put that segment back on the air, he said he's not going to listen anymore. Ooh, you scare me.
Bitch.
California, West Coast in general. I love you, I love you, I love you. This is where I make my home at, this is where I love. I love California.
I can't take the cold here any longer. So we're packing all our heads and coming down. No, my angels all are turning evil. And there is one place that I know I can't be found. And they keep on saying goodbye.
I just love California rock.